Yes, I think that the misgiving is that old people have osteoporosis, and yes, they do, but it starts young. It can start very young, and with the increasing incidence of our youngsters on computers and smartphones and doing social media, we are warning that weight-bearing exercise is essential. And the word exercise can be threatening to many, but moving on your feet, being on your feet, is generally what we're talking about. It could be as easy as a short jog or climbing the stairs rather than taking the lift. So we are encouraging our youngsters to get up, move around, and exercise those bones and joints. Well, as they say, as the twig is bent, so grows the tree. So the way you're educated at a young age is the way you end up. I'm of a generation where my parents did very little to prevent musculoskeletal problems, and they ended up, even if they did live to a ripe old age, their joints and bones were quite poor and their joints were worn out. So chiropractors are also saying that a healthy bone also needs a healthy joint. And if you have postural problems or torsions or twists or spasms in your body, that you should also be consulting someone to keep your locomotion system or musculoskeletal system working properly. So it's about getting in early in prevention rather than cure, because often there is no cure. Calcium, calcium, calcium. It's about nutrition, 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 and eating a balance of minerals. If all you do is pump in calcium, how do you know how your magnesium and your sodium and your trace minerals are doing? So, you might want to consult with someone who's an expert in nutrition. You might want to do your own reading. But basically, sources of calcium can vary, and most people have different requirements for absorption of calcium, and some people have undiagnosed calcium absorption problems. So just popping calcium is not the answer either, but consulting with a professional who can advise you on a good balance of calcium. And also, as we said, you can pump all the minerals and supplements in, but if you're not challenging your body's weight-bearing position in building bone healthily, then you could be wasting all that intake anyway. Yes, well, the one we've left out is get plenty of vitamin D, get out in the sun, maintain a healthy diet, perform weight-bearing exercise, even if it means walking to work rather than driving, or taking the stairs instead of taking the lift. And also, number four, remember that healthy bone needs a healthy joint. Keep your joints moving, consult a good chiropractor or musculoskeletal expert of your choice in retaining your joint mobility. Keep the social media, the smartphones, the iPads, that are wonderful tools. Remember that they're not the be-all and end-all of communication, and to get outside and see the sunlight and get some fresh air. My pleasure.